This is A Little How Town, a Torchwood DCU crossover fic, written by Livia Penn and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated R and is Gen.
Every library is a labyrinth, Jack announced as he and Gwen ran down the steps and out onto the empty street. The doors, heavy, wooden, barred, slammed behind them.
Mad people can find their way in, Jack continued.
Not even breathless, that bastard. He strode away, narrating, in that authoritative Jack voice of his. That voice that made you want to grin, flush, nod your head.
Yes, of course, everyone knows that. Of course it is.
Even when he was saying things like, the madder the better, to find the hidden stacks. For all the glimpses I see through the gaps in the books. Clues scribbled on the back of tickets tucked into books no one ever checks out.
Another Torchwood night. Library monsters eating people. Gwen can't stop seeing it in her head. The librarians lowering the lights at the end of the day, the way they do. A polite on and off flicker. A soft announcement. Voices carry. Closing time. Time to go. And some people do. They don't come out again.
That's not the problem.
Of course it's not the damn problem. Owen scoffs at Gwen's surprise.
A few ragged madmen and madwomen a year? A handful of homeless nutters? Disappearing into the dark heart of a nice, clean library no one wanted them hanging around to begin with?
Hardly.
The problem is that lately, something has been coming out.
Jack has a plan, of course. Whatever it is that's been coming out of the stacks and murdering the nice, clean students and school children, Jack knows how to handle it. Jack has a plan.
Oh, things Jack knows. It makes Gwen crazy. It makes her so frustrated sometimes. The things he's seen, the secrets he keeps in vaults and crypts and lockboxes, the tracks he's swept away behind him. The things Jack knows could fill a library.
They never will.
But how do we get in? None of us are mad. Tosh falters. Glances around to see if they caught her wrong-footing it.
Gwen looks left instead. Only one person's ever walked out of the crooked stacks, Jack tells them. She is currently tucked away in Glanrid Hospital just outside Bridgend, undergoing experimental treatment.
She's madder than mad, says her file.
Better hope that treatment isn't working then,
says Owen.
Not much chance of that, says Jack.
They strap the woman, Quinn, into the back of the SUV, tranked to her fluttering gills for the journey back to the hub. Once awake, she's a maniac, an angle-thin bitch who can't look at Yanta without a shriek or a cackle.
He knows and I know, is all she says in response to the looks they can't help giving her.
Owen learned fast not to actually ask, what's so bloody funny?
He knows and I know, McGinnis.
She won't call any of them by any name but McGinnis. She's horrible and frightening and childlike. More alien than anything Gwen has yet seen or dreamed of. She frightens Gwen. Laughs at Yanto. Licks Tasha's face. Sneers at Owen. She plays nicely with Jack after he slaps her in the mouth a few times.
Ugh, still no fucking sense of humor, McGinnis.
Hitting a sick woman shackled to a chair.
That's the kind of thing Gwen feels like she ought to say something about.
being the team's conscience and all that.
She will.
Maybe. Later. The library Jack chooses is a little gabled thing. You could probably toss a rock straight through if you didn't mind breaking the windows on either side. A low brick wall, topped by a cast-iron fence, slumps around its perimeter. Quinn smirks as they walk up the path and in, lolling her head back to look at Jack upside down. Easily in, but not easily out. Can't catch me in a little hot town. A short sigh, blowing blowsy bangs out of her face. McGinnis, are you getting this? Inside, the place doesn't look big enough to turn around in, let alone get lost in. Jack positions Owen at the back door, puts Tasha and Gwen at the front. He unshackles Quinn. They start in the 800s. Poetry. For a while, they're easy to keep an eye on, circling around shelves, pacing down the aisles. Quinn pulls a book down here and there, recites a bit of something or other, forwards or backwards. She laughs now and then. Her voice and Jack's drift in and out, as though they're much farther away than Gwen knows that they are. She can't tell if they're talking about poems or poker hands. She flexes her arms, shifts her grip on her gun. Are we close? Says Jack. I feel very close to you right now, says Quinn. Oh, don't be like that, McGinnis. Gwen doesn't hear anything for a long time after that. And then she hears a lilting little song. Here we are, Quinn trills. Two cats named Sunset and Camden.
You be Sunset.
Going down. A voice neither Quinn's nor Jack's, followed by a gunshot. Stay here, Gwen mouths to Tosh, and goes in after Jack. At first, she tries going straight to the middle, but of course there's nothing there. She tries retracing Quinn and Jack's path, what she can remember of the complicated knot, all the while knowing she's only rushing in circles like a lunatic. Or rather, not like a lunatic, which is the problem. Easily in, but not easily out, Gwen says under her breath. Ominous, but at this point she'd take even an ominous in. There's blood on the carpet, wet and black. There should be a trail. There is a trail, it just doesn't lead anywhere. Quinn, she calls out hopelessly. Quinn won't come back for her, and Gwen can't go in after her. Can't catch me. Except, really, who needs Quinn? She took Jack in with her. That means Gwen doesn't have to track Quinn. She just has to find Jack. Just. That's all. You don't have to be crazy to work here, but... Blood is the evidence of things not seen. It helps. Gwen closes her eyes and walks forward. She trips over Jack's body 7 steps in. A bloody great hole in his chest and no pulse. Nothing. But it's Jack. Nothing doesn't mean anything. Gwen looks back up at the 2 slender figures leaning into each other, somewhere far away where the parallel lines of the stacks almost seem to intersect and twine together. What are you? Jack will have Jill, says the pale man. He sounds American. Like Quinn, but arch like Jack. The town shall have its mayor again. Its nightmare. And ill will be well. There's something in his face that could be handsome, but his eyes are unearthly. That's a bit like Jack, too. His hair is black, Gwen thinks. Like the blood on the floor is black. Only in the dark, like this. Or is that the other way around? It may be. Well, scratch that. Reverse it, then. His bright grin makes the shelves huddled around Gwen shudder. Can we go now? I don't like it here. Quinn has bells on her wrists now, and they chime as she wraps her arms around her companion's neck.
McGinnis doesn't care about us.
Aw, Snooks, is this where you've been all this time? The pale Jack inquires solicitously. Among McGinnises? Quinn nods, her lower lip trembling.
I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque, and then the in-flight movie was Biodome, and I cried the bitter tears of some girl in the wardrobe. Not her, the other one.
You're not a person, Gwen says. She feels the shadow of their eyes on her like a mouse feels the shadow of a bird of prey, somewhere above her and falling. You're a thing from inside the library. The labyrinth.
Every library is a labyrinth, confirms the pale Jack. Amused, impressed with his own voice.
The consummate performer.
Actually, that's a lot like how Gwen's Jack said it, too.
And every labyrinth is one labyrinth.
Walk in.
Take a wrong turn. Come out in.
Quinn shivers.
Cardiff.
They haven't been gone long when Jack jerks awake, alive, hot under Gwen's hands, with a gasp and a heave.
God!
He gropes for his chest, for his ruined shirt, rolls his eyes.
Ugh, Americans. The hole does seem awfully large. Still,
it's not funny. Gwen doesn't laugh.
Jack groans, trying to sit up.
Gwen pushes him back down again. He lets himself be pushed.
Where's Quinn and Jack?
They went back through the rift to their own world. Gwen's hands are still planted on Jack's shoulders. He doesn't even twitch. Just nods.
Good.
You could have said, Gwen protests, pushing herself awkwardly to her feet, leaning against the shelves. They're just shelves now. She can even see Tosh through the gaps, hovering near the front door.
You could have said, by the way, she's some kind of extra-dimensional thing that was mad before she came through. I could have.
Jack grins.
What fun would that have been? Where's your sense of humor, McGinnis?
She thinks about shooting him.
Only thinks.
Then she slings his arm over her shoulder, and they stagger out of the stacks together.
They only take one or two wrong turns on the way out.
The end.